What up, world?
This is Saritha.
This is Simone.
And this is Clean Ears.
Yes, we are back with your friendly neighborhood snippet.
What it is.
Yes, and we are talking today about social media cleanses.
Yeah, because they're necessary. And I feel like it's a fast, but it's a different type of fast. We have to kind of give you the particulars about why this is important.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about the why first, because I feel it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is crazy addictive.
Yeah, very much so.
And in actuality, I don't think you realize how much time you spend on social media until you take it away. It really is one of those things of where you probably need to get a lot of stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're in a place of where you have a deadline or a project or a goal that you're trying to reach, or you're just trying to live life a little bit better, you may need to refrain, pull back, change it up with your social media.
Absolutely. So we have a culture that is just about waking up, jumping on it, staying up late at night, jumping on it, driving. We're on it.
Yeah.
At work, we're on it all day, every day. And it's just important to step back for just a moment to recenter and woosah and give your brain a break.
Yes. And I think it's also important to realize that social media is not real connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've gotten to a place of where, because it's so easily accessed to get to all of your people and your quote unquote friends on all of these platforms, that you don't realize that a one-on-one contact with someone is so essential to your life.
Yes.
Like, I can be texting and talking on the phone when I feel like answering the phone to Simone and Courtney, but when I see them in person, it's like I haven't seen them in forever.
Yes.
Because that real life interaction is so much different. And I feel like a lot of times we don't reach out to family. We don't reach out to friends. We let a lot of our relationships slide and are lacking because we think that social media is a replacement for that. And it really isn't.
Absolutely. I've had people who said, oh, I didn't reach out to you today because I saw your Twitter, so I knew you were good. And it's so, so different in person. Recently, I spent some QT with my mom, went to her house, spent the night. She made me breakfast. And you realize, like, you don't get that kind of connection with somebody through just like, you just don't get that connection. That's not something that can happen over social media. It has to happen in person. So that helps us to have deep, meaningful connections with people. And it also helps for us to have deep, meaningful conversation with God. Because you know what? A lot of times we hear people say, oh, I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time to pray. And I haven't been doing this and I haven't been doing that. But honestly, when you shave out just a little bit of that social media time, you can actually find the time to hear from God, spend with God, and really just work on that relationship as well.
Yes. What else? There's another good reason to take a social media cleanse.
Ooh. We said to get things done.
Yes.
That's super clutch.
Yes.
Life must happen.
Mm-hmm.
To connect with people.
Yes.
I think another one is just to give your brain a break.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. You can go through the whole gamut of emotions on social media.
Yes.
Just in the span of seconds, you can see, oh, this blew up. This thing happened. Oh, my friend lost her job. Yay, they're getting married. Oh, you lost a family member.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh. It can be really overwhelming because while you're scrolling, you are investing a certain level of emotion into each post that you read. And your brain is like, ah, I don't know what happened. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you good?
Right.
I don't know. It's so overwhelming. So it's important to just shut it down and focus on what's in front of you and just engaging in the things that are in front of you so that you can have a break and your brain can like feel one thing at a time.
Because
that's like much more mellow than taking in all of everyone's everything.
I think one of my biggest things when I take a social media cleanse, especially, is that comparison thing stops being such a big part of my brain. Maybe it's not supposed to be this way, but social media has definitely become the place where you measure your life up against everyone else, especially on like an Instagram or a Facebook, where you get to see these pictures and you see people's lives and how they flat lay their existence. And
oh,
you're
my
like,
gosh.
My stuff could never. And you're like,
yes.
Looking at them hang out with their dog, or they're like their really cool job with their cool bosses, and they're out here having lunch outside every day, and you're eating lunch at your desk. Now you're just feeling all salty about this meal that you prepped for yourself. Look here, I'm taking a testimony.
First of all, I completely feel you on all of this. Some people's pages, I don't know how you do it. Clap, clap for you. They are so curated. My page is like, because that's how my life is.
Right.
So I'll see certain things and I'm like, oh man, like what would it take? Like, I don't even know. I don't have it. I can't.
These levels of organization and early morning rising that you guys do to like get to that level. But also I should not feel that way. I should be content in my own life. When all of that fades and I'm not next to my phone, I'm actually really happy about most of the things that I have going on. Most. But then all, you know, there's things. But when you get next to someone and you start to have an expectation of how your life should be, because it feels like on Instagram, apparently everybody's life is like that, or on Facebook, y'all have all these announcements and I just can't announce that we have, you know, more subscribers on Clean Ears, because, you know, that's what we do. That's what we're excited about. Yes. So it just doesn't feel the same. You start putting weight on some things and not so much weight on other things. And you really start to feel like you don't compare to others. And then you start to fake it, like, in your life, or try to gain some type of goal that's not really even about you, but about getting likes. And that's not really good.
Exactly. And we forget that people's Instagrams and Facebooks are curated. Mm-hmm. And we can find ourselves envious of some blogger chick in London that we, and it's like, wait, what?
I'm really personal in this one. I feel like you're no, really sharing.
And I say that because it's real. I've had conversations with girlfriends. Guys, I listen, I don't know what you go through. I don't know if you compare. I don't know if y'all looking at muscles,
do.
Shoes, hairlines.
Like,
I don't know.
NBA players, these sneakers,
cars, or, you know, and things, or looking
maybe
at the
lady.
You
really want to get married too. And you're like, oh, look at him. You found his girl. And what about me?
Exactly. And it's a lot because it's not even just somebody who's close by to you where you can kind of glean anything from them in terms of how they got to a certain level of success, or at least like, what filter is that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm like, wait, am I really coveting the life of somebody who's like however many miles away in another country living their life?
Right.
I gotta unplug. I gotta get off of it so I can focus on me, what's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. And just like Saritha said, you know, I have a lot to celebrate. And sometimes being on social media constantly can make me forget that. I will have business envy, podcast envy, hair envy, all sorts of things, creating albums of people with long hair and I don't even have hair. Like, come on, girl. I gotta really just back up off it sometimes because I'm like, girl, you don't have that. You can't, you're not.
It's just not my calling. Nah. But okay, so we talked about a lot of the whys and, you know, reasons why maybe you should take a social media cleanse, and let's talk about the hows. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Yes. And I think the number one thing is to be honest with yourself about what apps are your problem apps.
Yes.
And then, like, for real, put some guardrails up. If you're not ready to delete these things, then you need to put some reminders on your phone. You need to, you know, have somebody as your accountability. You need to have somebody, you know, checking your likes and your scrolling. And, you know, there's actually an app that you can get on your phone.
What?
That tells you how much time you spend on social media, how much time those apps are open and running on your phone. Your phone could be your accountability.
If you have an iPhone, this is actually already happening. So if you're like, oh no, what app is it? I feel like it might be $2.99 and my budget don't. It's okay, girls and guys. Apple is like, listen, we
Android
have this
has
for
it
you.
Too, but this is one that actually is just specifically for social media. This is not for other things.
Ooh, what app is it? Do you know?
No, you gotta go do your Googles.
Yeah. But yeah, we've had friends go as far as to say, hey girl, can you change my password for me and hang on to it? So whatever your level of need is, just like Saritha says, be honest with yourself and what you need so that you can get that. What I do sometimes is I smooth my apps around, switch things up a little bit, move Instagram to like another little section and just replace it with the Bible. So sometimes, because it's really like a nervous twitch. So I'm just like, boop, 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 boop. And I'm not even thinking about what I'm doing. I'm just naturally just going there, muscle memory. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I've got Instagram open when that wasn't what I wanted. But then I end up, once I move Instagram and I put the Bible there, and it's like, oh, I'm just in the Bible. And now, you know, you feel a little convicted when you just be like, I didn't want that. You're like, really?
Are you just going to swipe the Bible away? Is that what we're doing now?
Exactly. And so sometimes I'm like, let me do something. Let me check these notifications while I'm in here.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of what I'm doing. If nothing else, even if I don't have time to read a scripture in a moment or whatever, I'll still just be like, oh, that's why I moved it.
Another one that I love to do is to turn my notifications all the way off. Oh, I think that a lot of times we will be protective and then you'll see the light blink or you'll have a little vibrate and then you're like, but what was that? And then that takes your attention away. I think if you were just to turn your notifications all the way off.
It's okay. That doesn't mean that you're not getting likes.
Right.
Doesn't mean that people are not reaching out. But I don't need to be pinged about the fact that somebody from middle school liked a picture of my sandwich. That should not be taking me away from what I'm doing.
Exactly.
I appreciate that like on the sandwich.
Yeah, we like, and the thing is, we get it. We like likes as well. We definitely, especially in the cleaning room, we're like, oh, we have a new follower. Like, we get excited about those things too. But when it starts to take away from your, like, real life, your real existence, the people around you, your job, your purpose, you know, time at your church or whatever, then it's time to let it, you know, bring it back.
Absolutely.
That's all I got.
I think so, too. Well, that's pretty much it. Guys, if you think of anything else that could be helpful, let us know. Let us know if you've tried a social media cleanse. Let us know how it went. Just communicate with us. Let us know what's going on with you.
Share this with your friends who you know need a social media cleanse because they'd be liking and commenting 2 seconds after you post it.
Or at 3 a.m. Like, go to bed.
Go to sleep.
Go to bed. You don't work the night shift. Go to bed.
And as always, guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.